Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman in for Steve Curwood. Poznan, Poland is the place to be if you want to help save the planet from climate change. For 12 days in December, Poznan plays host to 8,000 delegates from 190 countries, there to discuss what should happen when the Kyoto Protocol comes to an end in 2012. Kyoto committed most industrial nations, except the U.S., to deep cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. Progress has been a mixed bag, but now a global economic meltdown and a change of administration in Washington dramatically alter the climate for a new treaty. Jennifer Morgan is director of global climate change for E3G. It's a think tank that focuses on international sustainable development, and she's on the phone from Berlin. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Morgan.
Thank you.
So what are your expectations of what's going to happen at the 12 days of Poznan?
Well, I think my expectations are that the negotiations will be moved forward, hopefully, with a new sense of hope and momentum. This meeting falls within a two-year negotiating time frame from Bali, when this new round was launched last year, to Copenhagen, when a new agreement is scheduled to be reached in December of 2009. So it's a bit of a middle kind of stock-taking meeting, but hopefully one which will provide some hope for us moving forward in the final year of negotiations.
But no concrete treaty or agreements?
No, the way that the negotiations are scheduled is that this one is really about getting all of the ideas out on the table, on understanding countries' positions more, but no final outcome is expected here. It's just a year too early. We need one more year to get everything done.
But, you know, it's interesting because the world hasn't even met the commitments to cut emissions under Kyoto.
I'm feeling pretty confident that the European Union will meet its commitments, that Japan will meet its commitments, and that pretty much all of the industrialized countries, perhaps except for Canada, will in the end meet the targets that they agreed upon in Kyoto. We're just in the middle or kind of getting started on that. We'll know in 2012.
But Italy's emissions are actually up 13%. The United States, which is not a signatory to Kyoto, has an increase of 14% over 1990 levels.
The way that the Kyoto Protocol works is that countries should reduce as much as possible or meet the substantial part of their reduction targets domestically through domestic reductions. But they are also allowed to invest in projects in developing countries that reduce emissions and then use those credits that they generate from those projects towards meeting their own targets. So it's a bit of an investment in developing countries. And I believe that Italy has a pretty ambitious program on that in order to make up the gap of what it hasn't done domestically. So, and as far as the United States goes, well, that is the big question, is how the new Obama administration will hopefully come in and turn around the tide of rising emissions in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Mr. Obama is not going to Poznan, and nor is he sending a delegation there.
That's correct. I think he has stated quite clearly that we have one president at a time, and in his video message recently that he gave to Governor Schwarzenegger's meeting, I think he made it clear he knows that the Poznan meeting is taking place. He's noted that the work of the negotiators there is important for the planet, but we can expect him to engage once he's taken office, and I think that seems like the right thing to do to me.
Well, you spoke of hope and momentum. How much is pie in the sky? Ivo de Boer, who's the head of the Climate Change Secretariat for the United Nations, has said that, you know, lowered oil prices will mean less of an incentive to invest in renewables. The economies of the world are tanking. Will companies and countries want to invest in costly emission cuts?
When you look at the state of the economy today and the types of short-term initially actions that can be taken to curb the climate crisis, you actually see quite a lot of opportunity, because the things that we need to do to slow down global warming are things that save energy. For example, if you're looking at the government pumping billions of dollars into the economy, then it would make a lot of sense for that money to be going into new train systems in the United States to get cars off the road and reduce dependency on oil and curb emissions. Energy efficiency programs for low-income housing to save money, create new jobs. Leaders really have to have all of these goals in mind. They cannot operate in a business-as-usual world anymore where we just continue to pump money into old technologies, whether they be cars or infrastructure or anything else.
Do you expect the United States will become a signatory to a new climate treaty next year?
I do expect that. I certainly hope it. I think that the way that these negotiations were launched last year, even with a Bush administration, they were done so in a way that there is a space for the United States to engage, both in looking at what its own emission reduction targets could be, but also how it can cooperate globally with other countries to move forward on tackling climate change and building the base for a low-carbon economy.
Ms. Morgan, you're an optimist.
Oh, I'm a tremendously worried optimist. I think I am optimistic seeing what a new U.S. president could do to transform this debate internationally. But I think that the moment is hopefully there where the economic realities come together with the scientific realities to move forward. That doesn't mean that this isn't a massive challenge that won't require all of us to come together and try and tackle it. But I think that the issue is so fundamental to the future of the planet that my hope is that leaders will get it.
Well, Ms. Morgan, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Jennifer Morgan is Director of Global Climate Change for the think tank E3G.